You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I ask you tonight, what are your priorities? What are your priorities? What do you value? And do you feel that you're living the life that you're supposed to live? I know this is a lot. There's a lot on the table right here. It's the whole enchilada. You know, oftentimes we don't even think about what our priorities are. We don't really put into words what our values are. And because we don't really think about this stuff and we don't assimilate it and we don't write it down and we don't really think about it on a daily basis, we often wake up in the morning or are going to bed at night, or we've had an unusually draining week at work. And it comes that time when you look at your life and you examine it and you're like, what am I doing? Or I thought it was going to be different. I thought I was going to be living the life that I was supposed to live. But I don't really feel like I'm living what I thought I was going to live. And I find that oftentimes when we don't exfoliate the layers of our life, when we don't really reason with ourselves and say, you know, what really truly matters? When we don't really think about things and analyze, are we doing what's right? Are we following our hopes and dreams? Are we standing up and following and believing and living up to our values? You know, and I find that oftentimes people confuse or not realize how priorities and values are not that different. What we prioritize and what you value need to be the same thing. And oftentimes, even though that sounds extremely easy, it's not. Because what happens is we get all gumbled up in what's going on in our life. Stress takes over. Some of us have a lot of drama in our life. I'm not going to point out people or name names, but you know who you are. And that drama overtakes your life. That drama begins to fill your life up with things that, in all honesty, and you know, deep within you, it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's interesting, the more drama that we put in our life, the more we don't see the forest through the trees. The more things that we do that don't stand up to our values, the more we get kind of lost in who we are. You know, it's interesting because when we get lost in who we are, we forget that our values and priorities are what shapes our life. But more than that, even if we don't really buy into all that, subconsciously, you're still judging yourself based on the values that you have. So even if you created values a long time ago, even if your family helped you create these values a long time ago, maybe your mom was very instrumental in your upbringing. Maybe she was a big believer in family. Maybe she was also a big believer in happiness and spending time with your family and loving others and, you know, whether spiritual or religious, whatever it is, doing the right thing. And oftentimes I find that when our life changes, we don't necessarily ever change our priorities or our values. And so what we're doing is we're living antithetical to our values every day. And subconsciously we know it, so we're not really happy with ourselves. So what I'm basically saying is this. We got to find what are our priorities. Tonight is the time for you to figure out your priorities in a fun and exciting environment that Live Your True Life Perspectives always is, to find what your priorities are, which that'll actually locate what you value, And then you can begin to start living that life that you've always thought you were going to live. You know, it's interesting because it's kind of simple, but yet it takes direction and thought, and it takes someone like me to point it out and in a wonderful way so that we can all kind of figure out exactly what we stand for. And first up tonight, I want to ask a question. Have you really thought about what matters most in your life? Have you really taken a chance, taken a moment, taken several moments, taken several hours, taken several days, taken several years to really think about what matters most in your life? And I think that oftentimes many of us don't even know what truly matters. We just don't know. We got this going on, we got that going on, and we have these folks in our life, and we got this, and we got that. But what truly, truly matters to you? And because we're in the safe zone, we're in the treehouse of trust here on Live Your True Life, you don't have to agree with what everybody else agrees with. It's interesting because life is a unique experience, right? And because it is, you can value something that I don't value as highly, or I can value something that you don't value as highly. A good example of that is a lot of people, when they get married, they have children. That's part of the process, right? But there are other people that choose not to have any children. There are those who love children but don't have them. There are those that not really happy they have as many children as they have. They love them, but think about it. Think about what is the value point. And also, we structure a life around certain things, but are those things that we structured our life around, are those our main priorities? Because you know that I also am in private practice. But, you know, I love doing my CEO perspectives coaching, which is so fun and so amazing and really is helping changing some of these corporations around the world. But in private practice, I work with folks and in other training and in my workshops about how to figure out what we've prioritized our life around. And oftentimes when we're feeling regret or anger or resentment or even some depression, that oftentimes rotates back to our priorities and how we've set our life up. So think about it. If you're not interested, if you love children, but you've set your entire life around having children, which is fine. However, if you're looking to have some sort of purpose and life outside of that, you've got to restructure your life in a way that, yes, you take care of your children because you are a parent. You agree to have these kids. They are yours. They're your responsibility until they turn a certain age. But yet, you're allowed to open up your spectrum of reality to also allow for you to have your own purpose, to work toward that purpose, to have your own time, really, to do something with your life that matters as well. You know, I often find a lot of women and even some men that are empty nesters, that their kids have gone off to college and they're like, well, what the heck am I going to do now? I put off my life. I put off my future for a very long time to take care of these children. And now they're no longer children. Now they're on their own. And now I'm kind of still left here holding the bag. I hadn't really put a lot of work into whatever else I wanted to do. I didn't really put a lot of thought into it. And my top priority was my children, and that's great. However, it didn't allow for anything else to really surface. You know, and oftentimes, you know, most people aren't that regretful. Take that back. Most people are not that resentful. They're very regretful of themselves not doing perhaps what they actually need to live their life. I mean, we're all human beings and we're all allowed to live our life the way we want to. And I think that tonight is a really good time to start asking yourself sincere questions. Honest questions. Answering them in an uncensored manner. Because that's the only way you're going to get to the nitty-gritty of what matters to you. I can't tell you what matters to you. You can't tell me what matters to me. But we can help each other figure it out. Because until we figure this out, we're kind of just living aimlessly. We're kind of drifting along. Maybe this is what we want. Maybe it's not. You know, for most of us, we go, well, that's what society thinks is right. You know, that's what everybody else does. I mean, you know, people get married and they have kids and they move out to the suburbs and that's what we do. And then eventually when they move out, you know, maybe we sell the house and move into an apartment downtown and rekindle our old romance life. And we do that until we get old and then we die. But why does that have to be the plan? Why can't you create your own plan and stick to it? When I return, I'll be talking about more about how we can identify what truly matters in our life and begin to really peel back the layers of what we really truly think matters, how to find that, and then to find out what we're actually doing right in our life on maximizing our priorities. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Read the latest blogs, latest information on borderline personality, on bipolar, on confrontation, how to make confrontation work for you. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes.
And jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before either of you come up with another clever idea to get us killed, or worse, expelled.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. What are your priorities? What are your values? What do you value in life? And are you living the life that you're supposed to live? And these are very important questions in anyone's life, because depending on your answers will directly relate to, are you happy? Are you in the right place? Are you doing what needs to be done to make your life what you want it to be? Do your priorities match your life? Or do we need to sort your priorities out? Because life is interesting. Life is a set of values and priorities, and we're supposed to live going toward the achievement and the following of certain values and certain priorities, because otherwise we're going against our values, living antithetical to our values, going against our priorities, causing great stress in our life because we know in our heart of hearts that we're not living the way we want to be living. And so it causes this conundrum. It causes not only a mental, but emotional conundrum that oftentimes many of us overlook. We don't know where it's coming from. We feel as though I'm so depressed. I'm so angry. I have all this rage in me. I got this rage. Well, you know, I mean, I've had a little rage when I was younger too, you know, but it wasn't until I realized that I was living against my values that I realized that's why I was enraged. That's why I was angry. And once I began to realize what that meant, to figure out my priorities, to put my values at the top of the list, once I figured that out, then I was able to look at my current life situation and say, okay, keep that. Okay, no. Okay, what the heck were you thinking? Okay, wow, that's just wrong. I was able to figure that all out. I was able to change my lifestyle. I was able to change habits. I was able to quit a specific habit. I mean, I think that most of y'all know that I quit smoking about 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, I was big on health. I mean, I was big on health, big time health, you know, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that. And, you know, and the one thing I was doing, though, was I was smoking cigarettes every day. and I was really, really, really deep into bettering your life, bettering your body, having a healthy body. Well, you know what? You can eat the best. You can work out the best. You can take care of yourself at every level. You can pamper yourself. But when you're smoking, it doesn't change anything. And it's kind of like when, you know, when people, you listen to people talk about healthy and they, and you're at the restaurant and you watch them literally eat a bag or a basket of fried food. And you're just, it's hard for you to kind of believe in their health conscious thing, you know, when they just ate a bunch of fried everything. And it's the same as when somebody's talking about health and they're over there smoking a cigarette. And so there's certain things in life that you've got to change, and I've done it. Because without that, it's like you're living antithetical to what you stand for, what you believe, but yet, better yet, what you want. We can all sit here and talk about, hey, I stand for this and I believe in this, but when you get down to the heart of the matter, what is it that you want? And if you're doing all the opposite to never get what you want, that's not going to bode well. You're not going to be the happiest person in the ending because you're going to be like, man, I'm really regretful. I didn't get to do anything I wanted to do. This really, truly sucks. I really missed the boat. And so tonight, I'm helping you make sure that you don't miss that boat, that they don't leave the port without you, and that you have everything you want on that boat so you don't look back and say, man, I can't believe this. I can't believe I missed it. Or I can't believe I got on the wrong boat. You know, it's always interesting when we put ourselves in the wrong places at the wrong time. What happens? And, you know, I don't buy into the whole life is so short thing, because I buy into more of a longer lasting eternity type thing. But I understand on this planet at this time, you know, if you go for 100 years, that is kind of pretty short when you think about it. It's not that long. And so let's just round it to 100. You got 100 years. And, you know, it depends on how well you take care of yourself, if that 100 years is going to last 100 years or not, or if you're going to be in a happy 100 years, you're going to be in a really not so good, not feeling good 100 years. But either way, in that time, let's just say that you're the healthiest, most athletic, healthiest, eats well, doesn't smoke, you know, don't drink, don't smoke, what do you do? And you are doing great. You're driving yourself to work at 95. That's great. I mean, and a work that you've chosen to do because you love it, because you're passionate about it, because it's something that you love. So think about that. You know, you want to be able to look back at that and say, man, I've done everything I want to do, or at least I've tried everything I want to do. I have prioritized. I have done what I want. I have seen this. I've seen that. I've been a part of this. I've been a part of that. I wasn't a part of that, and thank God I wasn't. And so you look and you say, what are the things in my life that matter? Let's even take it a step further than that. These things might not be in your life that matter. Is there something in your life that's missing that totally matters to you? Because oftentimes we don't even think about that. We don't think, oh, well, that's missing and I really, really want that. You know, or is it missing that you're not doing community service and helping children learn how to read? Is it missing that you don't have any children and really want so, but you can't have any, so what are you going to do? Have you thought about adoption? Have you thought about surrogacy? What about if you really truly want to get married and you're not and you're single and you really want to? Are you putting yourself in the right place and the right position to meet somebody? You know, it's interesting. I hear clients often tell me about how just can't meet anybody. It's just real hard to meet people here in town. And then they always talk about how the city is just the way the city is, you know, because the city is the problem. It's not the people, it's the city. Well, I can't tell you how many countless times I've had a client tell me about a different city and how the city sucks and how it's all because of the city and the way that people act in the city that it's hard to meet people. But it's not necessarily true. And one of the recent clients that came in and was telling me about that, they said that they really had a hard, difficult time meeting folks in the age bracket that they would like to date. And I said, give me a good, give me a breakdown hour by hour of your day, and I will save y'all. I'm not going to go through this whole process on the radio, but, you know, she went through her process about getting up in the morning, leaving the house, getting to work, you know, yada, 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 and went through the whole process. And now I was able to spot points within her schedule that if she had her priorities really correct, she would have changed some of those things. You know, for example, I know I sit down at my desk and eat lunch most of the time. I eat at my desk. But I'm already married. I've been married, and the way I see it, you know, we're not supposed to, you're not supposed to be married to multiple people, and if and that only applies to certain men and certain states in this country. We're not even going to go into that. You're only supposed to marry one person, so I'm not really looking for anything, right? So I'm not looking, so I can sit at my desk and eat. And I'm not missing anything. If you're out there looking for somebody and would like to have a relationship, probably one of the last things you want to do is sit in your cubicle or sit in your office, your private office, and eat lunch, okay? Second, she told me about, you know, where she lived and all that kind of stuff. If you're living out in the suburbs in a small, you know, basically gated community, it's going to be really hard to meet folks if you're constantly driving back to that gated community and staying there. And I know it sounds kind of funny, but think about it. The only person that you're going to meet is the food delivery person, or maybe the sprinkler guys, or the lawn folks. I mean, I don't know. I mean, really, think about it. Or a possible neighbor. You know, but oftentimes when you've situated yourself in the burbs, you're single and you're surrounded normally by what? Married folks with children. Because they pick to live out in the burbs to raise their children because that seemed to be the priority at their time. Now, whether that changes, often it does. But do you see what I'm saying? That we often find faults in our life. And the fault that we find in our own life is our own fault. It's our own problem. We create that problem. We create that monster. We've all done it before. We've all created problems in our life and wonder why the world is being so mean to us and why, what does God have against me trying to find a man? For God's sakes. Well, you know what? It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has the fact that you eat lunch every day in your private office at work in an office that is major, major security, high-tech security. Nobody's coming in there. Okay, you're not at the front office with FedEx and everything. You're not even seeing anybody. Two, you live out in the suburbs, and instead of hanging out in the city while you're at work, you drive directly back to the suburbs and hang out in your house like somebody's just going to fall from some sort of spacecraft. Some guy's going to fall from a spacecraft, knock on the door, and say, hey, baby, you want to go out? Probably not going to happen. See what I'm saying? And so there's little things that you can do based on your priorities to make the life that you want a reality for you. Because you can have what you want. You can have that reality. We can all have what we want if we actually just choose to realize, one, what we do want, prioritize it, and make it happen. Stay tuned when I return to be talking more about what to do right now. Are we doing the right thing? Are we doing the wrong thing by our priorities? Later on in the hour, I'm going to give you the three things that you can change today in your life to bring that life to you that you've always wanted, to bring it quicker and not have to wait so long. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Tweet me, at Ashley, BERGES.com, BERGES, BERGES.com. Check out Facebook, the Perspectives with Ashley Burgess Facebook page. Always has the latest shows, 7 days a week up there, so you don't ever have to miss a beat. Leave Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking tonight about priorities, about our values. What do we value? And are we living that life that we've always dreamed of living? That's what's so amazing, is that when we figure out our priorities, maximize it with our values, and then kind of assimilate it, all of a sudden we're living the life that we've always wanted to live. We've been talking about our values. We've been talking about love, career, happiness, family, the environment, your health, your time, entertainment, maybe getting drunk for some of us, religion, God. Think about it. We all have our priorities. But when we're not living true to those priorities, we go against our values. When we don't live true to our values, we're not living the life that we're supposed to live, because we've created a life. We had an idea, but we've kind of gone against that idea and kind of done either what's easy or what we think we should do or what everybody else is doing. And we're not really focusing on what we need to do to maximize our life. And I always find that very interesting because, you know, you think about it. Like, what matters to you? Are you doing what matters? And it's interesting. What are we doing right? I like to point out what we're doing right before I point out what we're doing wrong, because I think it oftentimes we all have a few things that are going right. We all have a few areas in our life that we go, man, if the rest of my life could be like that, it would be perfect. I mean, it'd be perfect. I mean, you know, some of you out there are like, well, my career is doing very well, and my career is doing well. You know, I was able to do pretty well, you know, financially as far as maybe this or that. You know, I have some good friends, that kind of thing. But, you know, one of the things I'm missing is, you know, I don't have a mate. I'm not married. You know, I'd like to be married. I'd like to have children. I don't have that. It seems to be outside of my grasp. And what am I supposed to do? How do I get that? You know, some of us have the whole married thing going and the children, and that's great, but we seem to not have like our purpose or our passion. Like, we don't know who we are. We know that we're a caregiver and we take care of these folks or these children and the spouse, but where do we stand in this world? And you see what I'm saying? There's always kind of a give and take. But I figured out that when we analyze what is the most important things in our life, we're able to point to that and maximize the values that are so important. You know, I've had clients come in and talk about, you know, well, you know, I've just had a loss of faith, you know, lately, a loss of faith. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, I don't know, I just kind of feel lost. And I said, you know, hey, are you a very religious person? And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I've been going to church since I was born, and I believe in it. And I said, okay. When was the last time you went to church? Oh, it's been about 3 years. Okay. Well, the thing is here is that there's a breakdown in communication right now. And I'm not saying that you have to go to church to not be lost. Okay, don't think that I'm putting thoughts in your head. What I am saying, though, is that for somebody that's gone to church their whole life and believes in it, okay, and just recently feels like they're lost, and I'm able to uncover the fact that they haven't been to church in 3 years. And I know that this seems very obvious, but think about how this example works in your life. A good example the other day is funny. It was a couple weeks ago. I had taken a mini vacation, and before that, I had had a lot of work stress and a lot of deadlines coming down on me at one time, which is totally cool. It happens. But it was funny because I chose not to work out for like a whole 2 weeks. And I remember I'd be like, God, I just feel like crap. Man, I just feel like beaten up. Man, I just don't know what's wrong. There's something wrong with me. Oh, God, I must be coming down with something. There's something wrong with me. You know, you get all these like thoughts and feelings that, you know, the sky's falling down. Something bad must be happening to me. Something bad. And it's funny, it was like 2 solid weeks. And I realized I hadn't gone to work out one time. I work out often because it makes me feel better. And the whole time I'm wondering why I don't feel good. Do you see what I'm saying? We all do this. This is something most of us do on a daily basis to self-sabotage ourselves, to offset and to basically misstep our priorities and have this regret. Well, I'm just not living the life that I believe I should be living. My life was supposed to be this, and I just can't believe all these things have happened to me. I mean, God, it's like I just can't get a break. Just can't get a break. You know, you start getting mad too. When I was younger, when things would not go my way, I always got mad. I just can't get a doggone break. I won't say how I used to say it because I'm not allowed to. But however, you know, we have these things called, you know, laws and stuff like that for the radio. You know, it's not the same on, you know, satellite, but you know, it's got to stick to these here on the radio, on terrestrial radio. But yeah, I used to always think I wasn't getting a break. Now, I was the reason I wasn't getting a break. Now, yes, sometimes there's outside sources. There's occasionally you're going to get somebody that just wants to stick it to you. Occasionally there's going to be somebody around that just doesn't want to help you out. I know this. I know what I speak of. And there's occasionally people that don't really have the best in mind for you, and they don't care. And they don't really give a anything about if they could help you or not. Okay, so you got to get past that. But when we stop being our own problem, being able to see the direction to avoid or to get past that gatekeeper or that problematic person becomes a lot easier, because not only are we able to see the direction, better yet, we're not doing the acts or doing what we have been doing to get in our own way. You see what I'm saying? Like, we're not keep recycling this ridiculous cycle that keeps screwing us up over and over again. We've actually stopped doing that, and we realize it. And for some people out there, the cycle that they're dealing with is cheating. You know, they're married, they have children, they love their wife, or they love their husband, and they love their children, and they love their life, but they can't stop cheating. They keep getting themselves, stepping outside of the marriage, into situations that cause a lot of drama in their life. And so their priorities take a back seat, and then they wonder why these types of people or these types of situations keep entering into their life. Do you see what I'm saying? And oftentimes we have to realize that the people we associate with as well as ourselves is important to acknowledge when we are looking to live the life we believe we should be living. So it's not just you that can screw up everything, and it's not just other people. It can take two to tango, but think about that. I mean, I see clients often, especially in marriage counseling, and some marriages are easily rectified. Some things is just a miscommunication, or somebody's being very hard-headed and stubborn, or both people are being very hard-headed and stubborn. You get what I'm saying? But there's sometimes, and it's more rare than you think. I would say 2 out of 10, you know, marriage counselings that I meet for the first time, couples, 2 out of 10 couples that I meet just should have never been married in the first place. Like, God, my God. Like, you literally married, like, you married not only your opposite, but how did you expect to marry somebody like this and do anything outside of the marriage? And what I mean by that is some marriages are so toxic. It's like you picked kryptonite, and you put kryptonite in a wedding dress, and you strolled kryptonite down the, you know, here comes the bride, da 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 da, and there you are, and all of a sudden, you know, you kiss kryptonite, and now you've like kissed your life goodbye, because it's a constant fight and battle. And everything surrounds this marriage that's not only chaotic, but toxic. And in these situations, we could have created, in this situation, a structure, a marriage, a binding agreement with something that doesn't help us out, something that doesn't really go with our values. And so I ask you, when you're picking friends, when you're picking dates, when you're picking spouses, think about these things. Think about these things, because remember, your life is very many different facets. It's not just one, it's not just two, it's not just three. And it takes time, and it takes love and dedication to get all those things working together in unison to create the life that you thought you were going to live, the one that you're supposed to live. You know, that's the key. And in order to live that life that we're supposed to, and actually live it, not just supposed to do it, but actually follow through and do it, we got to figure out our priorities. And our priorities govern what time, how much time, and who we hang out with in our life. Sometimes we might differ from that. Sometimes we might actually not align with that. But for the most part, we can't waver too much to get out of life what we want. And I know that I deal with folks, and I felt the same way when I was younger, when some of us felt like we were behind the eight ball. You know, like we wished that we could have done this earlier, created this life earlier. If I would have just started in my early 20s, life would have been different. But you can start now. There's no time like the present. And I agree, it would be nice if we could have figured this stuff out back when we were 18 and not go through the muck and yuck of problems. But it didn't happen, okay? So now it's time to take your life and do with it what needs to be done to align your priorities and values to allow for the life that you deserve. Stay tuned. Check me out on Facebook, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, or my public figure page, Ashley Burgess, as well as find me on Instagram. Find some crazy zany photos that I put up there. I don't know whatever I'm going to put up there, but I do it often. Communicate with me on social media right now and tell me what part of your life is working, what part of your life isn't working, and what are you planning on doing about it? Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. And well, you know how this goes. You know the system. Be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about priorities, your values, really, and figuring out, are you living the life that you deserve? Are you living the life that you're supposed to live? Because it's all dictated by the fact of if we're following what we believe in and we know to be true. You know, it's interesting because I've been there before on the other side of this where I knew that I had priorities and I knew that I had values, but I wasn't living true to them. I was living antithetical to them. I was doing the opposite and expecting different results. And I kept doing it until finally I was miserable. I was miserable because I was unhappy because I knew there was a lot more to life than this. I knew that I could be this. I could be that. I could do this. I could do that. I could have this. I could have that. But if I continue to do this, I'm not going to have that. And much like how I quit smoking, I realized that we have to kind of take the layers away that no longer serve us. You know, and I know how I started smoking back in the day. There was a stress thing. I used it to control stress. And that's so funny because, you know, smoking increases your heart rate. So controlling stress is, it's asinine. It doesn't really work that way. But you know what? It's an addiction. So back off. I'm just kidding. No, seriously, I quit because I realized that it was going against what I believed in. And it was going against what I was telling others. But better yet, it wasn't helping me out. And it's funny. It's really funny because life has a lot of these conjectures. They have a lot of these situations that we don't even see oftentimes because we're so close to the situation because the situation is us, okay? You're pretty close to you, right? You and you, you know, it feels like the same person, right? Seriously, think about it. So oftentimes in order for us to get perspective, we've got to step back and look at this stuff from a logical manner. And I normally begin to find the problems in my own life by finding the problems in my own life. Okay, what is not working? What is not working in your life? Write those down. Think about it. Write them down. Start a little notebook. I don't care if you pull out a piece of paper from something and write on the back of some bill or receipt. Write down, even if it's a freaking napkin, okay? Write this down. You know, what's not working? Oftentimes, when we begin with what's not working, we can figure out, backtrack it, and understand exactly why it's not. And why I say this is that when things aren't working, it's not always about us, but we do play a part in it. We do play a part in it. And what I'm saying is, like, for example, let's say, like, this is a great example. Let's say, like, you're working at a company, and you've been working your butt off. And let's just say that you and I and everybody else knows that you are the best at what you do. And everybody knows it, and you know it, everybody knows it, but you just can't move up. Anytime something opens up, you are completely overlooked, okay? Now, you and I both know that somebody in that management above you has a problem with you. They're overlooking you for a reason. You and I both know that. Your whole family knows that. You've talked about it enough, okay? Think about that. And you keep trying, and another position opens up, and doggone it, happens again, and another time it happens again, okay? That boss or whoever you're working with is a jerk. We'll give it that, okay? That's fine. We go on and figure out that tally and that line, and we move on. But what can you do to change your situation? Find other options. Look to work for other companies. Put yourself out there and move out of that comfort zone. If your priority is to be at XYZ, figure out how to do it away from the jerk. Okay? That's the key. But if you stick in that process and you stick in that institution with that person, nothing's going to happen. You see what I'm saying? You know, some of the things that you can begin to do, and this has worked for me every time. And sometimes I didn't want to see the stuff I had to deal with. But I'll be honest with you. You know, it's always worse to not know than to know. Do you see what I'm saying? It's always worse to not know than to know. And so tonight, it's good to kind of pull back that Band-Aid and go, hey, you know, it's a flesh wound. It's not that bad. It'll heal. It'll heal. It'll be fine in a few months, in a few years. I'll get over this in a few days. So we begin. You can do this. You can change it. You can have that life that you've always dreamed of. You know, the first thing that you've begun doing tonight that you need to tell your friends about, your family about, because you know what? They need to hear this too. Oftentimes, if you're listening to this show, there's somebody or several somebodies in your life that could really use this show. It would be good for you to tell them about it because it could really change their life. First thing is to realize one thing. Most people never think of aligning their values and their priorities. Do you see what I'm saying? I know. It's wild, but most people never, ever, ever, ever think about aligning their values and priorities with their life. They never think about that. They have these lofty values or these lofty priorities, or they have these priorities and these values that are totally different, and they don't work together and they don't live according to these values and priorities. And so guess what? Everything blows up. Everything falls apart because it was all based on a house of cards. Nothing could work because nothing was positioned in a solid position to make it happen. So realize that. Even tell your friends and your family if they're going through the same thing, and you can see it, because often we can see other people dealing with problems before we can see our own. Is to really think about, you've begun to understand that you have to align your values with your priorities, so you're already one step ahead. You're one step ahead of a large portion of our society. The second thing is, once you've figured out what matters to you, whether that's love or career or happiness or family or the environment, your health, your time, having fun, religion or God or spiritual or whatever it is, your children, your spouse, your unique purpose, helping the poor, helping the sick, doing whatever that is, once you figure that out, then you can rearrange your time and what's needed around those priorities. But we don't want to waver. And that's the point, too, is that we don't want to waver too much. You don't want to waver. Once you know your priorities and values and you've synced them up, there's really no time to waver around. We've kind of been wavering around our whole life. And it's okay. Sometimes we're going to fall off that wagon. Because, you know, it's consistent with what we've been doing for so long. It's hard to make big changes. But when we do make big brush strokes and big changes, we get big payoffs. But it takes time to be consistent, to get in the groove. And so try not to waver. If you do, it happens. Just get back on target and realize, you know, heck, I am human. And I am going to make mistakes. But I'm going to minimize my amount of mistakes because I realize that my values and priorities take precedence. Last but not least, this is a touchy subject for y'all. Some of you. Not some of you, not so much. For some of you, yes. Sometimes you've got to let go of others who don't share your priorities. Sometimes you've got to let go of those others in your life who don't share your priorities. Birds of a feather flock together, okay? If you want to change the world and they want to sit around and smoke pot all day, it's probably not going to be a good combination for you two. If they're kind of lying and cheating and kind of a scam artist and you're a truthful, honest person, again, not a good match. And it doesn't have to be in these types of extremes, okay? That's where we normally don't see it because we're looking for those extremes. Think about it in different shades of gray. I hate using that terminology now because it makes everybody think sex. Different variations of black and white. How's that? But think about it. There's different variations of people that maybe they're kind of undermining you because they don't believe in your priorities or your values. Those are things that you need to really think about. And you can hear and you can watch people. You can watch by people's actions if they don't respect you. If they don't respect what you stand for. Those are the people. Some of them could be right next to you. Those are the people, God willing, you've got to let go of. You've got to be able to figure them out. And in the most nice and lovely way you can, let them go. Because those are the people that are helping to infiltrate and hurt you from the inside out. But it takes you and them. See, they're not just around because of them. They're around because you keep pulling them back in. So think about that. Remember that you got to let go of some folks to get your priorities. You don't want to keep wavering once you know what it is. Because it's time now. It's what they call go time, baby. And last but not least, you realize that you're on to something that the majority of our society has no idea. Get your priorities and values aligned and live that life that you've always dreamed of living because it's your turn, it's your time, and I want to see you do it. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com. Tweet me, at Ashley Burgess. Check out the AshleyBurgessNetwork.com, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play. Got my own iHeart station. Check it out, guys, and guess what? Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We're back this time, and well, we got to go with the three shakes.